From 1995 until just last fall, 2012, John Sledge was the editor of the Mobile Press Register books page. Every Sunday, Sledge would print an assigned review or two and a column or book review of his own. Over the years, there were over 800 columns, about 500,000 words, and this generous volume, Southern Bound, is a selection of 110 of those pieces, about 20% of the whole, as it turns out. The reviews and columns covered all genres, fiction, nonfiction, some poetry, photography, architecture, of course. Sledge is an architectural historian, with a special emphasis on local Mobile and Alabama authors and reviewers. The page was very popular with readers. It is no digression, therefore, to point out that when the Press Register cut its staff radically and retreated to 3 print editions a week, the paper dropped the books page. There are precious few of these left anywhere. We are fortunate, then, to have this collection, an exhibit of an endangered species. One might reasonably think that book reviews have a short shelf life, and that is true if the sole purpose of the review were to advise the reader, buy this book or don't. But there's a lot more than that going on here. Some reviews, usually nonfiction, summarize a book in such a way as to inform the reader a little on a subject he might never read 300 pages about. I am happy to read of the lives of the architects Philip Johnson and Wallace A. Rayfield, or about Frank Lloyd Wright's famous house, Falling Water. Sledge includes a large selection of writing about the South and about the Civil War, from Edward Ball's study, Slaves in the Family, to the memoir, Company H, by Confederate soldier Sam R. Watkins. Appropriately enough, Sledge's writing features books by South Alabama authors such as Winston Groom, E.O. Wilson, Frank Turner Holland, Michael Knight, Tom Franklin, Eugene Walter, Roy Hoffman, and others. We need to be reminded what a fine literary culture we have in and around Mobile. Reviews constitute less than half of this volume, however. Over the years, Sledge made and wrote up a series of what he calls literary pilgrimage to such places as Oxford, Mississippi, where he writes of Faulkner's house and Square Books, and Savannah, Georgia, where he takes in the Mercer House and the other sites of Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil, as well as New Orleans, Greenville, Mississippi, and in Alabama, Monroeville and Old Cahaba. Sledge allows himself more space in these pieces to describe the locale, record some conversations had on site, and expand on what these literary places evoke in him. With Sledge, more is usually better. Since Sledge edited the page, he could also give him permission to write about books that were not new, and some of these pieces work very well. He revisits writings from Chapman's translation of Homer to Willacather's O Pioneers, Cooper's Last of the Mohegans, Gibbon and Proust, whatever was on his mind or in his hand at the time. The volume ends with a section entitled Elysium, essentially eulogies. Included are figures such as Willie Morris, Eudora Welty, George Plimpton, and Sledge's father, Eugene Sledge, author of With the Old Breed at Peleliu and Okinawa. This last piece, reprinted several times on his father's birthday, is given pride of place, the final note sounded.